JT, live in Vegas.
Vegas on to the Western Conference Finals.
In order to advance deep into the playoffs in the NHL, you have to be playing your absolute best hockey in the playoffs and be healthy. And that's what's going on with the Vegas Golden Knights.
He scored! Out through his legs! Carlson, shorthanded!
They're facing a team that's going to come up here that they should be able to beat, even without home ice.
Shot! Score!
What an honor it is to host this show on the flagship station of the Vegas Golden Knights as they're rolling in the playoffs.
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT with you on a hockey night in Vegas, live hockey at T-Mobile. Golden Knights versus the Winnipeg Jets, Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, brought to you by Golden Entertainment, the home of PT, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, the SG Bar, now the Stratosphere. And are they passionate? Oh, is PT's passionate in this company about hockey, everything that's happening in this community, in this city. Bobby runs the show, been with me since 1996. I just said to him before the start of the show, can you believe we're talking hockey this time of year? He goes, yeah. And I look at him, he goes, I didn't think we'd be talking Vegas Golden Knights, but we'd be talking hockey this time of year, but we have our local hometown team. I think the better team now with home ice advantage in the Western Conference Finals. Chris Matthews will join us live at T-Mobile here, coming up here in about 10 minutes. Ryan Whitney from NHL Network at 425, and my good friend DJ Allen from X's and O's of Success. I'll be emceeing the Coaches versus Cancer Gala down at the MGM and Top Golf this Sunday, Monday. Big event on my calendar, big event in town. Global event over at the MGM Grand that's coming up. So we'll talk to DJ about that. You know the format of the show. Start dialing. Let's go. I got about a 10-minute window to talk to fans on their way to the game. If you're going to the game tonight, 6 o'clock start, you're in the car by now or you're running late, give me a call, 876-1340 on the key to the game. What does this game mean for you tonight personally as you're a Vegas sports storyteller in town? You're my co-host on the way to the game. How jacked up are you to see this action tonight? How lucky are you to be inside that building? I mean, how'd you get tickets? How'd you get in this place? This is the toughest ticket in sports. The toughest ticket in sports. You can get into the Celtics-Cavaliers game last night easier than the Vegas Golden Knights. It is easier to get into a Warriors-Rockets game than it is to this hockey game. And a round of applause again for the season ticket holders of this team who have done it. You built this franchise. You built it because you stood in line first. You said, hey, I'll do season tickets. I'll make the commitment. I'll step up first. And how happy do you feel about that? And the fact that now we're not seeing everybody selling their tickets to Chicago Blackhawk fans, local fans, now that these Knight fans are holding on to their tickets. Quick story. One of my buddies who's going out of town, so he hooked my wife and kids up for Friday night. He said, hey, JT, he goes, it's a 5 o'clock start. I'm out of town on business. He goes, I go, hey, buddy, I appreciate the favor. Thanks for hooking up the family here. The face value on these puppies are pretty expensive. I go to the Super Bowl every year. I'm going to the U.S. Open back at Shinnecock coming up. Just to get into these big events are expensive. This is worth your money. Do you know anybody selling tickets? Do you know anybody who would walk away from an opportunity to get in T-Mobile tonight? 876-1340. What needs to happen for the Knights to get it done and win this game? Yeah, TC was just on from the Hyde Lounge. He's down there at T-Mobile. He had a good stat on what Game 3 means. Yeah, he made an excellent point. We all get worked up about Game 5. Game 5 is that pivotal game. But Game 3 really shifts the series when you take back home ice. The worst thing you can do, worst thing, is to take home ice and get a split on the road in Game 1 or 2. And then next thing you know, you're out of it because you gave back home ice again. Do not give home ice back. Go out and win these games. Go out and win these games and do it right now. Get a lead and get it going at 876-1340. I'm pumped up about it. Chris Matthews is going to join us in a moment here. We'll get the vibe. Chris was just in Winnipeg for those last two games, so I really want to get his feel on the value of that Winnipeg split and now coming home and getting the job done at T-Mobile. Start fast, keep Marchessault, and keep this Wild Bill line going. The best line in all of hockey resides in Las Vegas. If they can get that line going again early tonight, get an early lead, get off to a 1-0 lead, keep the crowd in the game. And again, I don't think the crowd's going to get out of the game. I think this Vegas crowd has proven that they'll be in it every second of the game. But to explode with a goal in the first 5 minutes could really take away a lot of that mental edge that Winnipeg is looking to get early in this game if they're able to pull it off. Chris Matthews, kind enough to join us from 8 News Sports. And Chris, we're having so much fun doing it. We knew we'd be up in Napa together. We'd be covering the Raiders. But you just got back from Winnipeg. What was that experience like?
They are so hockey-centric. It was a lot of fun. To give you an idea how big hockey is up there, we like to think that the City National Arena here with the two ice rinks is pretty cool. Got a couple rinks out there. In Winnipeg, they call it the Iceplex. There are 5 sheets of ice, one of them dedicated to the Winnipeg Jets. The other 4 are used for, youth hockey and hockey programs and high school hockey. It is nuts up there. But you know what? It's also what was really cool is the whiteout and all the big party they have on the outside, 25,000 outside and 15,000 inside. The people outside, they're so friendly, having a blast. It's cool, but it is hockey country for sure. They got to be so happy that team came back.
Chris, I wanted to mention those fans. Overall, I know the Philly fans, I think they're some of the most hardcore fans. Boston, East Coast fans, that's my DNA. We're rougher, we're more intense, we're more rude. Not the case with those Winnipeg fans. It seems like they're great people that really welcome the few Golden Knight fans that made the trip.
Yeah, it was funny, too, and there weren't many, let me say that. I mean, although you know how they yell out night during the national anthem, for game 2, you could actually make out night. I think there might have been a few more people at game 2 than game 1, but they are so friendly. In fact, my photographer had a Golden Knights cap that he was wearing around, and people would kind of make fun of him, jeer at him. But really, it's crazy when you hear in the Western Conference Finals the opponent's fans saying, "Da da da da, hey, but good luck," You just don't see that. Yeah, you would never see that in Philly or around the country. But yeah, it's funny because they kind of make fun of you, but then you talk to them and say, "Well, good luck tonight." It was a nice experience. Winnipeg has got to be so happy they got that NHL franchise back.
Chris Matthews is our guest. Talk about the stress factor and how it's left this organization after winning game 2. You go down 0-2, you're coming home. This becomes a mandatory must-win game. It feels like it's so important tonight, but it's not a must-win. What was the locker room like when you went in there after the game 2 victory?
Well, they were pretty confident. I mean, and how cool was that Gerard Gallant inserted Tomas Tatar, and he scores the first goal and just quiets that crowd. And of course, you had Marcius will get the couple of goals, but it's a confident. I think the thing about the Vegas Golden Knights is now, I mean, they're in the Western Conference Finals, so they're not fooling anybody. They are a good team, and they felt like that. We're going to come out and prove something. In fact, after game 1, it was Jonathan Marcius who said that game 2 is a must-win game. And he goes out in game 2 and scores those 2 goals, and afterwards he was saying, I think people know who we are now. And I was really impressed in that locker room how the people say, you know what? People are starting to, around the country, are realizing that, hey, we are a pretty good team.
Chris Matthews joins us as we wrap it up. He has a national hit for CBS coming up here a 15:15. You mentioned Marcisseau and Wild Bill and that line and how they're becoming global. Hockey fans around the world understand that that's the hot line for the Vegas Golden Knights. How important is it for them to get off to a quick start tonight?
A quick start is so vital. It's amazing how you look at the numbers, the teams that score first. Even, I mean, it's just it's almost vital that a team scores first. In fact, I was looking at some of the numbers today. The team that scores first here in the postseason, the Winnipeg Jets, 8-1. The Vegas Golden Knights, 7-1. That first goal is such a vital goal. And all season long, the Golden Knights have talked about that. Getting off, it kind of puts the people back, on the edge of their skates. And, uh-oh, here they come. That you talk about that first line, and some were making the argument up in Winnipeg that first line could be one of the top first lines in all the NHL. Maybe not the top, but certainly one of the top lines in the NHL.
Chris, last question. We always talk about the local Vegas economy tied to a big sporting event, everything from the rodeo to rugby to Floyd fighting, whatever it is. We never dreamed that this whole city would be buzzing tonight, all the sports bars, the hotels, the casinos. What a lift it's been for this city as we're in the middle of May just craving more sports, and we got the biggest sporting event in the world right here.
Yeah, nobody would have ever guessed in a million years that you'd be covering a major sport in the month of May. It's first year of the Vegas Golden Knights. Crazy. In fact, you talk to some of the old-timers who have lived in Las Vegas for a long time, they say this rivals if it doesn't beat. Now, I know the populations are different. It rivals if doesn't beat that 1990 national championship hype and hysteria around town that the Vegas Golden Knights are delivering to the fans right now. Because as you said, JT, every sports book is every TV is watching the Golden Knights just like it was back in 1990. Everybody's wearing gear all over town. Vegas Golden Knights. It's crazy.
Thank you for the time, Chris. I know you're buried down there at T-Mobile. We'll talk to you hopefully next week and as this team advances to the Stanley Cup Final. Appreciate it.
Thank you, JT.
Chris Matthews live at T-Mobile setting the tone and to be the sports director of 8 News now, the sports department, and to get this freebie. This is a freebie like you wouldn't believe in our business. To sit here, this is the time of year, and I came up with the term years ago, the dead zone. The dead zone of sports usually comes up end of June and July, right after the NBA Finals ends. But in Vegas, locally, and I've done a little local radio, but mostly national, you know, you're reaching. UNLV's over. We're waiting to have this just handed in our lap here. And to be fortunate enough, congratulations to Tony Bonici and everybody here in the building to be the flagship station for this incredible run. It's just fascinating to me. So fired up for what's happening here to have something not only to talk about passionately, but to believe in. Let's hear from some of the fans here for the next 5 to 10 minutes. I can get you up 876-1340 as we preview game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Yes, I am pinching myself. Previewing a hockey game that means this much. And I won't go as far to say must-win game, but it feels so important because a loss here puts Winnipeg not only back in the series, but it gives them home ice advantage and really an opportunity to put the Knights down in game 4 on Friday night. So a lot's going to play into this game tonight. For Gerard Gallant, he's just been a business-as-usual guy, a guy who's always prepared for any particular scenario, no different tonight at home.
It's business as usual, but everybody knows, you know, every game's a huge game this time of the year in the playoffs, and it's a battle, and the further you get, the, you know, the so-called more pressure gets on you, but I think it's business as usual for our group, and we're having fun, we're working hard, and take it one game at a time.
For Gallant, who will win the Coach of the Year award to Jack Adams, I think his strength, because I'm not in the meetings, I'm not in the locker room, I don't know how he makes adjustments. Only the experts know that, but the way he plays down all the emotion coming off losses and doesn't let this team get too high. Tonight's about playing fast. He's got to make sure that pregame speech has these guys jacked up.
I want us to play the same way, and I preach that all season long. So you play fast, you play quick, you play good gaps in all three zones, and that's the game of hockey. And I think that's what every coach is going to say about their team. When you're working hard and you're competing hard and there's no lazy players in your group, then you got a chance to win every night.
We all thought living here in Vegas that T-Mobile would be a home ice advantage, but I don't think any of us believed deep down that it would be this dominant.
To be honest with you, I don't see a whole lot of it. I come from the house to the arena here and do that, so I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But you know what? It's unbelievable. You see it on TV. You see everything that's going on. And our fans are so good for us and exciting. And like I said, they love their hockey team. There's another 800 people out there today watching practice. So they're behind us big time, and it's a lot of fun. Definitely feel the support.
How great is that? Not only do they know that this crowd is enormous waiting for them for a nationally televised game, they go warm up and have practice today, and they get 800 to 1,000 people just showing up to kind of lift them up and tell them how much they care about it. The fans here, I don't want to do that show yet. We have shows coming up in the next couple of weeks, hopefully if the team advances, but Chris mentioned UNLV's greatest team, the team that won it all. This, to me, would be a bigger story. Not saying it's going to be better, but it's a much bigger story because it's national when it comes to an expansion team. UNLV, what they did was the number one story in the history of Vegas sports. This would surpass it, in my opinion, only because of this sport and being an expansion team. This is the biggest story in sports. You cannot deny that. There's always a team that wins the national championship in college basketball or football. That'll never change. But imagine being a college basketball expansion team and launching and beating the likes of Duke and North Carolina and doing it. It's impossible. It's happening here in town with this hockey team. 876-1340. Jerry, thanks for starting us off on the Knights flagship. What's happening?
I have a question. When we hoist the cup, who are they going to hand it to?
Stop it. Why would you do that? Why would you talk about hoisting the cup before game 3 of the Western Conference Finals? You got a great team in front of you. Why are you talking about the cup? It's too early, Jerry.
I'm confident in the way we're playing.
Well, if they lose, you're going to call me tomorrow?
I will call you tomorrow.
All right, thank you. I'm looking for good phone calls, not where the parade route is. You know, where's the parade route? How do we get to the parade? Where do I get my Stanley Cup merchandise? This is a really good Winnipeg team. They're bigger. They're just as fast. They got a good goaltender, really good coaching. The physicality is there. This is a pick 'em series overall. Now, if we get to the Stanley Cup final and Tampa Bay isn't there, I think you could start tapping your kegs and start talking about that. Yeah, because I think this team matches up brilliantly against Ovechkin and the Capitals. So if I'm a Golden Knight fan, which I am, I'm rooting heavy for the Washington Capitals to win this series. Jose, thanks for calling. You're up next. This is Fox.
JT, thank you for taking my call, man. Great show.
Thank you.
What was that?
Nothing. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Sorry about that. basically, my question to you is, the Jets came out super fast in the first period last game. And it obviously hurt them because they looked like they were super exhausted at the end of the first period. Do you think that they have to slow it down a little to start the game? And not only that, what are your thoughts on Tomas Tatar? If he starts and plays again today, do you think you could see him get another goal possibly?
Yeah, yeah, he's a goal scorer. Thanks for the call. You know, I'm not going to predict two goals in a game. That's tough. I think Marchessault, the way he's playing, can do that, while Bill has the ability to give you a hat trick on any given night. But the rest of them after that, I won't go out on a limb. It's a good, fair question about the pace of this series. And the Knights, the cover of the Review Journal today says, and it was Dave Schoen's column, it says, Knights get feel for Jets blast. And this is a fast-paced team from Winnipeg, very similar to what we're used to with Vegas. So there's a really good chance that Winnipeg could come out very fast in this game and get an early goal. But I wouldn't be that worried at T-Mobile. I think at T-Mobile, this Vegas team could come and bounce back and get another match goal pretty quickly here. I'd only be concerned in this series if, like game one, you fall behind early with a couple of cheap goals. You fall behind 2-0 in any building, you're in trouble. But right here, we've seen so many types of victories at T-Mobile. Shootouts, overtimes, down 2 goals, quick starts. There's been 7-0 playoff victories here. I don't know what to expect. Every time I go into that building, I can't believe what I see. It's usually something that I don't expect, and the crowd has a big function to do with that. Harpo, you're on the Golden Knights flagship. Go ahead.
What's up, brother? Listen, I got a quick story for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cage cashier at MGM, and right at the beginning of the season, when we'd start getting the fans from out of town, I'd say, hey, what do you think of our team? And they go, hey, you got a good team. You got a good team. So then about the middle of the season, the fans from the other towns would come in, and I'd say, hey, what do you think of the team? They go, hey, you got a really good team. So it's just been building and building up, man. Every game, the whole season, it's just been really building up, and I'm so excited to go down there tonight, man.
You got tickets tonight, or you going down there to watch? What do you have?
Oh, I just go down to the party because there's so many people down there, and everybody's fired up, and everybody's so nice, and everybody gets along. It's just a great party down there, man.
Good. Have a good time, Harpo. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate that.
Thanks, man. It's real nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. When you look at that, Chris mentioned the 25,000 outside of Winnipeg. I don't think you could get that here. I don't know if I'm wrong, but with the heat and the weather, it's tough to get 25,000. But then again, we have these big global concerts outside. We can get a big crowd out here. It would be unbelievable to see 20, 30,000 in that park area. I don't think you can fit that many fans there, right? With the road and what's happening out there with the construction and, I don't know, with the park theater, but it would be nice to try to push the envelope and get that done. And he mentions the atmosphere. I talked to a lot of real hockey fans who have been following this sport for decades. Not one of them has told me that this isn't a good team or it's luck. Early on, it was luck. Oh, you're lucky. You're going to win 20 games, maybe 30. Blank, blank, blank. Not anymore. The sophisticated, diehard hockey fans that cover this sport know that this team is legit. And they're very good, and it's because of their speed. Let's see some speed tonight. Let's see a quick start. I can't imagine what this town would be like on a Friday night, 5 o'clock. If the Vegas Golden Knights win tonight to go up 2 games to 1, We're talking about an opportunity on a Friday night to empty out that arena after 8 o'clock at night onto the strip with a 3-1 lead going into a Stanley Cup final opportunity. But it has to happen tonight. Tonight's the game where this really needs to click. When we come back, we'll get into more hockey talk. Ryan Whitney is going to join us from NHL Network on the national perspective of this game. Coming up a little bit later on, DJ Allen from X's and O's of Success. Lon Kruger has one of the elite events in this town, Coaches versus Cancer, Shadow Creek, Southern Highlands, Top Golf, the MGM Grand. We'll get into that and all the good it brings here to Vegas, this whole city. The JT the Brick Show. This is Fox.
Energy, that the U.S. energy, and when we have a good shift for two in a row, we definitely notice it, and we definitely want to build off that and keep going.
Jonathan Marchessault, what a star he's become here in Vegas. Welcome back, JT, on the flagship of the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Radio. Ryan Whitney, kind enough to join us from the NHL Network. Great former player now. And Ryan, you got to be loving this opportunity. How cool is it that we're talking about hockey in the Western Conference Finals in a brand new building in Vegas?
Listen, guys, it's one of the best stories ever in sports if they win the Stanley Cup. And right now, it's just exciting. It's a fun team to watch. It's a group that I think everyone really roots for. They find themselves rooting for them because of the goalie and the smiles and the coach and how he was let go from Florida and the guys and them calling each other the Misfits. It's just a wonderful story, and it's a good hockey team. It's somebody I didn't give enough respect to for quite a long time, and I've been made to look a fool before, but this has been maybe the worst instance of it.
Ryan, let's start with that. Going back, you were an elite, very high round draft pick in the first round. And when you look at the way George McPhee built this team with unprotected players, obviously Fleury's the key to go get a goalie with three cup titles first. But the way he built this team, when you looked at the expansion draft, were you just a non-believer because you didn't think these players would be that elite to come together and play at this type of level?
Yeah, it's funny looking, you know, you see the players now, and I mean, William Karlsson, right? Nobody saw that. I mean, anyone who says they did is crazy. I mean, he had some moments in Columbus, but this was ridiculous, the player he's kind of turned into. James Neal was a great player going in. Marchessault had a big year in Florida, but could it continue? You know, was that a one-year thing? He's proven it's not. And then I looked at their back end, and I wasn't exactly sure, but it turns out Shea Theodore's been a great player. He even spent some time in the minors because of their, you know, their contract situation. Nate Schmidt, somebody who I knew was good, but I didn't know he was this good. So, I mean, you looked at the roster, and I guess you saw some talent, but it was kind of more question marks. And everyone's bought in, and everyone's played up to their capabilities, and it's just been a great story. And yeah, I mean, when you looked at the roster, it didn't seem to have much there. And having a goalie, it shows how important having a true number one netminder is. And even then, when they had the injuries early, they continued to kind of continue to win with putting in fourth and fifth string tenders. So it's been great.
Ryan Whitney's our guest, NHL Network. Ryan, I want to stay with Nate Schmidt for a second. I'm happy you brought that up. The way he skated in game two at Winnipeg. I mean, I knew he was fast. I've been to a number of games, but I couldn't believe how fast he was and how precise and quick he was getting from one end to the other.
I couldn't believe it. I knew he was a good skater, but I didn't know. He's one of the top skaters in the league. I have no problem saying that now. And you saw him one play off of a faceoff. He wheeled the net, and he wheeled the net tight that the forechecker could never have gotten in between him and the net. He wheeled the net tight, and all of a sudden he's blowing guys in the neutral zone. He gets a good chance offensively, and then he goes back. He swoops in the corner. He goes back, and he saves the puck that snuck through Fleury's leg early in the game. So he gets up in the play. He's so quick to be able to get back. And if you really want to watch and see how good he is, it's not just once the speed gets going and he's flying up the ice. It's his stops and starts. And he's matched against Mark Scheifele in game two. And Scheifele's a superstar in this league now. And he's won one instance behind the net. He stopped really tight. He's used to gaining separation on defenders when he does that. Schmidt stopped just as hard, got back, got his stick on his stick when he tried to wrap it around, broke up the play. He's just a fabulous player that's deserving of the praise he's getting, and he's very deserving of the money he's going to make in his future, because he's a quite a talent.
Ryan, you were a physical player in the prime of your career.
No, I wasn't. No, I
think you were. I think you're underestimating yourself. And when you look at this Vegas team, the criticism early was they're fast, but they're not very big. Beat them up, wear them out, and they're not going to be ready for a back-to-back game. Or they're just eventually going to start to get injured and broken down. That hasn't been the case. Why is that? Are they avoiding hits? Are they a team that just won't take the bad hit by going into the corner if they don't have to? Why has this team remained healthy and this fast so late in the season?
They, as a team, they are the best in the league at having a good stick. And by that, I mean, defensively, their sticks are in the perfect spot. And then Nate Schmidt talked about it, actually, with our own EJ Raddick at NHL Network, about how it's very important to them. And the defensive coach, Ryan McGill, talks about having stick on puck all the time. So if a guy's going wide them, they get their stick in the passing lane, they get stick on puck. They don't have to be overly physical. And they're outmatched in size by Winnipeg. Winnipeg has a bunch of big players up front, big guys in the back end. So you're not going to be able to be that physical with them because of the size differential. So it's the old Nick Lidstrom play, just having a great stick, knocking pucks out of midair, and just constantly having your stick in players' passing lanes, shooting lanes, and just taking away time and space with your stick as opposed to your body.
Ryan Whitney's our guest as we wrap it up. NHL Network is airing live coverage before and after every Stanley Cup playoff game, and you can watch Ryan on NHL Now. That's tomorrow beginning at 1:30 Pacific. Visit NHLNetwork.com for your local channel listings. Ryan, as we wrap this up, tell us something about Winnipeg. Everybody here in Vegas is on cloud nine. They don't think this team could lose. Why should Vegas fans be very concerned tonight with the Jets?
Well, the Jets have been really good on the road. They've been very good. They went into a crazy barn in Nashville and won Game 5 and Game 7. So the atmosphere and how crazy it is in Nashville, I mean, in Vegas, they're used to that. They have it at home, and they saw it in Nashville, and they were able to win there. And they have the best forward group in the NHL. If you look at their top six, no other team matches it in terms of skill and production. And you know, they're not even getting any scoring from Nikolaj Ehlers, so Vegas fans better hope he kind of stays quiet goal scoring wise. He's been good assist wise offensively, but Mark Scheifele's a superstar. Blake Wheeler and him have some amazing chemistry. We haven't even mentioned Patrick Laine, who could heat up at any moment. Fleury had a huge save on him in Game 2. So it's just a group with a great, great forward unit. Their fourth line plays hard. They're big, but they can all skate. And Big Buff, Dustin Bufflin, he's been a difference maker. It's a hard player to match up against, so look out for him. And I think this game, I really see this series going. Winnipeg wins tonight, Vegas wins 4, Winnipeg wins 5, Vegas wins 6, and you never know in Game 7. So they're evenly matched teams that certainly will create a great hockey game tonight, I believe.
You think it would be, you'd be a perfect fit in Vegas. You're a golf nut. You're working with Barstool Sports, which is blowing up. Obviously, you're on TV with NHL Network, and Vegas is probably the most happening, fun city out there. So if this team continues to advance, I think life's going to be good for you if you can bring your sticks out here and we could play Shadow Creek or Southern Highlands and get you on the golf course.
Hey, I played Shadow Creek last year. It was a great day. I played well. I love Vegas. I'm sure my wife won't exactly love it, but hey, honey, I got to work. I got to be out in Vegas. So I think I'll actually be out there for the awards with my podcast, Spit and Chicklets. Check it out. It's through Barstool Sports. We might be out there interviewing, so we'll have to catch up and maybe connect then.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
All right, Ryan Whitney, really good player. He was drafted number 5 overall in the draft when he came into the league in 2002. Lives in Boston, obviously does a great job with NHL Network. And I like to interview people that they start off the interview and said he was wrong. That's what he said. He was not a believer. He was wrong on this. And now he's kind of going on shows. He's talking about it on his podcast. And he says that everybody likes rooting for this team because of the players, the smiling goalie. Yeah, they are a cool team to root for. And the one thing that I have to admit that I thought would happen by now is there would be more hatred, for lack of a better word, around the NHL for this team. I really thought we'd see more of that because fans that have been waiting a long, long, long time aren't into that's cute. We don't do that in hockey. Oh, that's cute. That expansion team might win the cup. And we'll see what happens in the next round if Vegas advances. But I thought that there would be a lot of fans out there really pumping their beer muscles saying, let's get Vegas out of this deal because it's going to embarrass us. And I can promise you general managers are saying that all around the league. Would you like to be the GM for the Islanders or Carolina or Detroit, having to explain to your owner that this expansion team with unprotected players ended up getting to the Stanley Cup final? We're three games away from that happening. Ryan thinks Vegas will lose tonight, as he just said at the end. He thinks they'll lose and win game four. I'd like to see two wins back-to-back, so possibly Winnipeg is at the point where they're not going to quit. Hockey players don't quit, but it's just going to be too big of an uphill climb. Man, and he reminded me of something. They won game five and game seven, Bobby, in Nashville. Wow. Think of that. Game five and game seven, they won on the road to advance to this round. That is really tough to do. Hey, PT's tonight, every night, especially tonight and Friday night, all of their food specials, drink specials tied around the Vegas Golden Knights. Keep advancing. Same format, same great time, same opportunity to entertain your friends. If you're not going to a real viewing party, one of the big ones sponsored by the Vegas Golden Knights, I just do what I do and head to a PT's and watch it with a whole bunch of great hockey fans in town. Coming up next, we'll get to DJ Allen from X's and O's of Success about Lon Kruger's event. Think of Lon Kruger and what he's done for this town. How many millions of dollars he raises for Coaches versus Cancer, now as the head coach at Oklahoma, but the impact and the footprint that he still has in Vegas is really special. This is the flagship station. It is game three tonight. Early start, 6 p.m. If you're on your way to the game, be loud and proud tonight. Go Knights, go.
We have an opportunity to go back home, protect home court. You know, we're going to use these days to really dive in on what needs to be done to help our ball club be successful. They did what they had to do, and that was protect home, and now it's our, you know, it's our time to try to do that as well. So, you know, see what we made of on Saturday.
That's LeBron James. I apologize going 38 minutes without talking about LeBron. I don't know how some of you people get through your day with all this LeBron talk. It is out of control how much time LeBron James is getting through the media. And Michael Jordan, remember Michael Jordan, there was no social media when Michael Jordan played. None. There was no such thing as Twitter, no such thing as Facebook, none of that. And look at the coverage that Michael Jordan got. They just announced a 10-part documentary on Netflix coming up. 10-part series on Michael Jordan, and we talked about it last night on the national show, is, and Jordan's company's behind it. I just wonder out loud if Jordan is doing this and agreeing to do this because LeBron's catching him. LeBron is catching him with his legacy, at least statistically. He'll never catch Jordan when it comes to championship rings, but what he's doing statistically at this age is more impressive than what Michael Jordan was doing. And he's going to play. LeBron's probably going to play in a new home next year, either the Lakers, Houston, Philadelphia. I doubt he'd stay in Cleveland. But LeBron's going to have several more years to put up stats and big-time points. But LeBron talked about losing home court. No, they got worked. They got annihilated. And Boston's winning without Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. And I just think of how great Boston would be if Kyrie Irving last night was running the point against LeBron. Would they have won by 30? 35? They don't have a guy that can match up with Kyrie Irving. So I think it's unique what's going to happen going forward here because you're talking about Kyrie Irving out and Cleveland still getting beat badly. How good is Boston going to be in 2 or 3 years if they're able to keep these players and the young players that they have continue to develop? I'm very impressed. And tonight is game two of the Western Conference Finals. Last stand for Houston. Houston got beat, and I think they're still in a state of shock of what happened in game one, losing home court to the Warriors. This is a critical game for James Harden. He lost after scoring 41 points, and it wasn't a close game. I think Harden's going to have to go off for 40 to 45 and hope that a couple of the Warriors miss some open looks and some shots. If the Warriors end up winning this game and go up 2-0 going back to Oakland, this thing is going to end, and this thing is going to end really quickly and really ugly because there's a really good chance we're talking about this team getting swept. And I hope that that's not the case tonight. I hope tonight we're talking about Houston putting together a really good game where they give 100%, they're playing at a very, very high level, and they're explosive because the Warriors have nothing to lose tonight at all. The Warriors are going to play, I think, loose. They're going to be playing with a lead, and Houston's going to be in a tight, tight situation where they're going to have to come out quickly and make sure that they have the Warriors in a tight spot. And that spot's going to be tight early because Mike D'Antoni is not a good coach. He's a good offensive coordinator. And if he doesn't step up very quickly in this game and have a good game plan, this could get ugly early. And I expect it to get ugly, but I think Houston will be there in a good spot, ready to bounce back because they have to in this series. 876-1340 is the number. I want to get back also to Marcus Smart and Al Horford in the games that those guys had. We'll talk about that in a little bit because those performances from Boston have been amazing. DJ Allen joins us from X's and O's of Success. He's the individual who brought me into Coaches versus Cancer with Lon Kruger, the MGM Grand, Top Golf, Shadow Creek, Southern Highlands, and all of these unbelievable global sponsors who are a part of this event. DJ, it's that time of year again. Thanks for joining me, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a crazy week getting ready to go for the event, as you know, but it's a great week because obviously all the good people that we're working with, the team that you're involved with, all the coaches, but most importantly, you get reminded of why we're doing this, and that's because, you know, we're fighting cancer, and if you look at the past 25 years, cancer deaths have fallen by 26%, and Coaches versus Cancer has been around 25 years, so imagine what we can do in another 25 years.
Yeah, DJ, I agree with you. We like to talk about these cancer success stories. Obviously, the fatalities are big stories, and we mention it, but all of these victories over the years and at the events that we're a part of here coming up into this weekend, it's just so nice to see some happy stories, some success stories, and as the sponsors line up, they like to be a part of these winning stories going forward.
You know, absolutely, and I know, you know, you have your story. You know, I have a story of a buddy of mine, Keith Campbell, who 5 years ago passed away, and we remember them, you know, and Andrew, and we remember them, but there are the success stories. My dad's a survivor. I have a couple friends who, you know, I'm going to have come out to some of the parties just so they can meet some of the coaches, because the coaches like to see people that they're helping right now, and that's what it's about. I think it's 2.4 million people have fought cancer and survived, you know, in the past 25 years, and we do know the ones that we've lost, but there's so many more survivors. And like I said, deaths have fallen 26% the past 25 years, so we're just going to keep fighting.
DJ Allen's our guest, X's and O's of Success. Let's talk about Lon Kruger and the impact he still has in this community. We see the success he has as a coach now at Oklahoma, but still his footprint in Vegas is tremendous.
Yeah, he loves it. I mean, he absolutely loves Vegas. You know what he always used to tell me, JT, and you know me, I'm a native from here, and I get a chance to work a lot of other places now. But before I was doing that, I remember he used to say all the time, Las Vegas is the most giving community that he and Barb had ever been in. And, you know, they'd been in a lot of different places, and I think some people would look at that as a surprise. And he wasn't surprised by it. He thought it was just so giving, and, you know, obviously he started this event when he was with UNLV, and then 7 years ago, took his talents to Norman, but continued the event here. And a lot of that is because of this community and people like Scott Sabella, your friend who runs MGM Grand, and what this event means to him. But Lon and Barb, they love Vegas. You know, Kevin, his son, who played his senior year here at UNLV, actually just got married in Norman last Friday, loves Las Vegas. This really is, it's still in many ways home to them. And this event is so important. And this event has been one of the reasons, obviously, why they've stayed so connected to the community as well.
DJ Allen is our guest. And DJ, I think it's incredible that the sponsors, I'd like you to talk about a few of them, and especially you mentioned Scott Sabella and MGM. For the MGM to help with the rooms and obviously host the party, and we'll be at Top Golf on Monday night. I'll be hosting the show from there to see everybody come together because they know how important this event is, not only to Vegas, but to saving lives. Everybody has such a good time. Every year it gets bigger and bigger, and that's important to me when I'm involved with charity work. I want to know where the money's going, and I want to know that it's getting bigger and bigger every year, and that's why I'm proud to be associated with this event.
Well, and it's been that team, and it's like every year we add something to it. You know, if it was 5 years ago, you come on board for the first time, you know, and that was a year or two after MGM. But it's become personal. It becomes personal to you. It becomes personal to Sean Farman, your buddy with ESPN, who is involved. It's personal to Scott Sabella with MGM Grand, Dennis LaFontaine with Top Golf. I guess that's the key. And so much of that is obviously, number one, what the cause is. It's cancer. All of us are touched by it. And then number two, a lot of that is the team led by Lon Kruger, because it's personal to him, and it's personal to him that you're involved and you feel like you're a part of this team and you just want to do more and more and more. And that's what's really happened. So whether it's MGM Grand, if it's the golf courses with Shadow Creek, Southern Highlands, they keep wanting to see the event grow as well. So when you build a team like that with a roster full of people who keep wanting to see it grow, it's going to grow.
We're talking about the Coaches versus Cancer Las Vegas Golf Classic. We're kicking it off on Sunday all the way through Tuesday. I'm proud to be an MC for this event. It's a really big deal, a big part of my calendar. On a personal note, you down in Henderson with the Raiders coming, and we're both fans of the Vegas Golden Knights. I bump into you at T-Mobile. Can you believe this? As a guy who's involved with many of the sports and the happenings around town, that we're talking hockey tonight, as thousands of fans are listening to us as they're driving to a Western Conference final game tonight.
Right. It's amazing what has happened. I mean, we've seen hints of it in the past. You know, UNLV basketball 5-6 years ago was one of the top 11 teams in the nation in attendance. And people doubted. You know, it was kind of funny. We talked before. We always understood that NHL has a different fan base, but this is so much more than anybody thought. You really have to give Kerry Buchholz, who's the president on the business side of things for this, the franchise, have to give him so much credit, because obviously what the hockey guys have done is amazing. I mean, nobody saw that coming. But if you look at a model of how to roll out a franchise, obviously the winning is you can't compare this to anything. But even everything from the way the show is delivered to the way they've reached out to the community, it has been a model of how to run a franchise. And I don't know if you'll ever see it again in sports. It's magical, and our city really needed it. You look at the timing after obviously the Mandalay Bay and the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It's been something very important to this community, much bigger than just hockey.
DJ Allen, as we wrap it up, from X's and O's of Success, he brought me into Coaches versus Cancer. We're gearing up for that this weekend. DJ, finally, I'm really excited about everything involved with our event and what we're doing, but this community got some big news globally, especially with the Supreme Court decision. There's going to be legalized sports gaming around the country, depending on each state, and that could really open up the doors for Las Vegas. We already have legalized sports gaming here, but we've been talking about getting the Final Four, getting a national championship, getting other events to Vegas. Do you believe that a major door was broken down and we'll see some of these big events being played at the new football stadium, obviously T-Mobile and the Thomas and Mack?
It was the biggest variable. There are still some moving parts, but as you know, we've been involved with Jim Leibengood, the former AD at UNLV in Arizona, and he's just so involved in college athletics. The MGM Resorts, Las Vegas events. We've had discussions for the last few years with the NCAAs, and there's a lot of people who know what could happen, but there was always that in the shadow that, hey, it was really the NCAA who was the biggest people fighting New Jersey, which took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And once that ruling came down on Tuesday, it is the possibility that everything changes. You know, you're going to see what happens with Congress. Some people want it to go to the federal level versus state. So a lot of those things are going to have to settle out. But at some point, the NCAA is going to have to make a decision, because if they keep their bylaws that you can't have state gaming or sports gambling, and they will not allow championships to be held in that state, which has happened to Nevada, all of a sudden that puts them at risk if some of these states make some choices. So, yeah, it's the biggest hurdle. It may not happen overnight, but I'll tell you what, Las Vegas and Nevada is so much better positioned, not only today, but over the work of the last 2 or 3 years by a lot of people in this community. This is the place to have NCAA championships, all types of championships, and you know, it's probably not a matter of if, but when.
So I'll be hosting the show for Fox Sports Radio Monday at Top Golf. Sunday night, we have the party with a purpose at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino. Before you go, just tell everybody else if they want to donate to Coaches Versus Cancer, the American Cancer Society, what they should do.
Well, you know, cancer.org, and that site is so great, not only for donating, but just for any questions that you have. And obviously the local chapter of the American Cancer Society, based right here in Las Vegas, if you want to do something directly there, Angela Van Brackle, she's our contact over there with this event. She's phenomenal.
Thank you, DJ. I'll see you Sunday night. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Let's go. You got it. DJ Allen from X's and O's of Success. We appreciate him coming on. So fast-paced show tonight, went in a bunch of different directions. As you know, we're all about hockey. We're all about hockey. We lead with hockey. We stay with hockey as much as we can. And by now, I got to think T-Mobile is starting to fill up everywhere around the park. People are excited about Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals as the Winnipeg Jets are in town to take on your Vegas Golden Knights. That's a 6 o'clock start. It'll be on right here on the flagship station of Fox Sports Radio, and I'm ready to roll. This will be a lot of fun. I'll be on the radio across the hall, as I guess there's no 51s baseball tonight, so they'll accommodate me as I move across the way and host a national show. But I hope we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. A win tonight really changes the focus of our show. Tomorrow gets the Vegas Golden Knights in the lead of the series. And the momentum is already here, but it's much stronger in the next 24 hours with a win tonight. Thanks to Bobby who ran the show. Thanks to everyone at Golden Entertainment. All the PTs are going to be packed and ready for you tonight with all the drink specials, food specials, some of the best menus in town. Right up the street, the SG Bar, right at the 215 and Flamingo. The national show starts in 7 minutes.